This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. He has a new book out called The Tireless Advocate, an epic journey to one autistic who refuses to surrender. It is Matthew Kenslow. He's been on the air with us before. Matthew, thanks so much for joining us again here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Everything's going good. It's good to speak to you again.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming back on. Love to always have you on. How's everything else been since we've talked?
Everything's going fine. I'm still a substitute teacher in my district, but I wrote another book in the meantime.
Yes, you did. And you, obviously the book we were talking about last time was Unstoppable, which was an amazing autobiography about, you know, your life and your journey with, you know, dealing with autism. But now, you know, you've taken that passion and you've wrote a fictional book now called The Tireless Advocate. Tell me a little about that.
It's similar to my life and real life experiences living as an autistic, but as a fictional piece, I was able to have the liberty to consolidate stories and add details for clarity and brevity. And I was basically telling my story through a fictional character.
That's amazing. You know, tell me about, you know, Zachary. I mean, his name's Zachary Corwin, right?
Right. So we first meet him when he's 5 years old in kindergarten, when he first starts to face bullying from his peers. And then he gets diagnosed as an autistic and is navigating life. So we see him briefly in elementary, middle school, and at the end of high school. But we learned how he became an advocate. And then he went on to college, wrote a book, and became a substitute teacher himself. And navigating life and finding some good things in life.
That's amazing. That's so cool. I mean, and it's so cool to see that, you know, he's thriving now, you know, after going through such annoyance and rough time.
Yes. Similar to my stories, he goes through a lot of discrimination, like in the neighborhood, like people teasing him or mocking him or not giving him a chance. But he refused to surrender and ended up making a difference to a lot of people.
You know, like when you're writing these stories, you know, obviously you're taking a lot of inspiration from yourself, you know, and your experiences too. Did things that happened to Zachary happen to you?
Yeah, I said in the preface about 95% of what is in the book happened in real life, just fictionalized.
Wow. Was that hard to relive in your mind and put that on paper?
For some chapters, yeah, because I really had to go back and thoroughly remember all the details so I'm able to write it out. And sometimes that came with those memories again.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, what when you think about what, you know, all this transpired in your life, you know, what goes through your mind about, you know, how, you know, obviously now you have better experience about, you know, kind of how to deal with it and how to, you know, avoid it, because, you know, we all, when we grow up, we just get, you know, we get better at attacking these horrible situations that we all go through. But, you know, like looking back at it, I mean, were there things that you were just like, you know what, I should have done this, I should have done that, whatever?
Yeah, this is a learning experience in life, and I've learned how to go through things and more coping strategies for challenges. And I feel more equipped, I feel stronger, and importantly, I feel like I know how to walk others through storms of life too.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, listen, you told those bullies, obviously, because, you know, you are a best-selling author now, you know, you've produced so much out there now in the author world, you know, and you're also an advocate, obviously, for people who have, you know, disabilities. What do you have to say to those who are thinking to themselves who have disabilities, who are just like, you know, I don't think I can ever reach these type of goals?
I do volunteer assemblies across my district. And one of the things that I encourage students with is this. I encourage everyone to never give up on what you want to do and who you want to be in life. But sometimes that takes patience. And coming from me, I know that's hard, but it's necessary. I learned that it's powerful to go through things rather than around things. And at the same time, just be yourself. Don't try to be someone that you're not. And I believe that we're all unique just the way we are. And some like there's something in us that we are destined to do that we're called to do. And I just encourage people to just never give up on those things, even if it takes a little longer.
Yeah, 100%. And I completely agree with that, because it's, you know, it's a struggle, and obviously people, everybody's different, you know? But obviously the world's way different than when we were in it, you know, like, and when we were going to school, because, you know, bullying was a lot more rampant than it is, I think, nowadays, but it might've been different. I mean, you're also in the school district now. Do you see a difference when it comes to, you know, when it comes to people with disabilities nowadays in schools?
Well, for the most part, I'm seeing a positive difference, like more understanding, awareness, acceptance, and inclusion.
Oh, that's great. That's incredible. And that's good to know. You know, obviously I've been out of the school game for maybe like, what was it, 7 years or something like that? You know, I mean, and when I was in school and dealing with my ADHD, you know, I mean, there was a lot of, you know, resilience with bullies and people who just, you know, picked on you. And it was just, it was a hard time for me. Specifically, you know, and I just think it's horrible when people have to go through that.
Yeah.
You know, you know, and it's also cool. You have all these speaking engagements too. You know, you've spoken to over 13,000 people, plus, with your speaking engagements. You know, when people go to see you speak, what can they expect?
When I do my assemblies, I juggle. I have my juggling analogy that if anything drops in life, pick it back up and keep going. I also keep the students listening by some sleight of hand tricks that I do and a science demo analogy. So I more than just speak my stories, but I do those incentives as well as analogies, like card tricks and juggling.
That's amazing. And I think we talked about it before. You know, you did magician work too, right?
Yes, sleight of hand.
Yes, was being a magician always in your interest at all, or no?
I'd say so since elementary school, when I first started learning card tricks.
Oh, that's awesome! That's so cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when you go out there and you speak to kids and different people, you know, about during your speaking times, you know, were there any stories that you picked up from somebody who just, you know, kind of touched you in a way?
Yeah, there's a few stories. I mean, one that instantly comes to mind are students that came up to me just wanting to know more about autism and what I do, and they have questions about autism. They might have had a sibling who is autistic or have special needs. So when students want to talk about that, I'm very pleased to have that discussion.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool. You know, Matthew, what's next for you? Because you've done it all. You're a writer, you know, you're a public speaker, and you're a teacher too, in the terms of being a math teacher. You know, I mean, what else is next for you in this world?
Well, what's next is I'll continue my advocacy through social media and news media the best I can. I'm currently a substitute teacher. I'll be teaching math this summer, but ultimately I want to be a full-fledged math teacher year round. And I'm probably going to take one more year to sub so I could do more school assemblies. And then after that, I'll plan to be a math teacher.
Listen, I commend you. Math was my worst subject. So, you know, I would not want to be a math teacher, but it's amazing you want to be a math teacher. What do you say to people who are just like, fuck math?
I just say, give it a chance, I suppose. Ask your professors questions, because that's what they're there for, and just try your best.
That's fair. Well, math sucked for me, but either way, I mean, what got you into what actually, you know, I want to ask you too, what got you into math? Why did you want to become a math teacher?
Well, it started in elementary school, and I just loved doing these equations. Now, there's hard times, of course. I mean, you know, I said this in my first book, I'm not ashamed to admit this, but I tried to cheat in third grade on my multiplication tables because it was just beyond my head. But however, I practice and I got it. But then long division came around but you know, I practice and I got it. And then it's like, you know, putting puzzles together. That's how I view math.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool. I want to also go back to The Tireless Advocate. Obviously, that's the book we're talking about. It's on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. You know, was there a story in there that was tough to write? Like, was there one story that kind of stuck out as like, you know, this is kind of going to be a challenging one to write?
There's a few actually. If I could choose one, it would be retelling the story of when I was almost beaten with a skateboard in 2022.
Oh,
I
wow.
was walking out of a convenience store and this guy started to call me names and then cuss at me and all that just for walking by. And I mean, there's more to the story, but that was the first time I turned around and, started to explain in the nicest way possible, but he wasn't having it. And the next thing I know, he was charging at me at full speed. And there's happened to be a police officer that saw that, got on his loudspeaker and stopped him. And it was at night too, so it was like a miracle that he saw us.
Wow, that's horrible. I am so sorry you went through that. But I mean, listen, I content for the book. I mean, that's kind of what Zachary goes through. He goes through these horrible experiences to get to where he is. And he doesn't give up. That's the biggest thing about him too. Was that important for you as the writer, to make sure that people understood that he never gives up?
Yeah, that's one of my number one focus. I mean, the book isn't me telling stories I want to get off my chest. I mean, it's telling stories and how I overcame those stories through the character and how the character overcame those stories and moved on in life.
Yeah, 100%. Is there another character in the book that, besides Zachary that kind of sticks out for you?
Well, there's a few. I think I'd say Mr. Collingsworth. He is based on my third grade teacher who gave me a lot of chances in life. My third grade teacher, long story short, allowed me to come to his class and juggle for his class throughout the year. And that gave me a lot of opportunities and made me feel alive. And even to this day, that teacher that I had, he now teaches first grade. I run into him all the time when I sub at the elementary school and we get caught up, and he's always supportive of me. So, that's his character, Mr. Collingsworth, in the book.
That's awesome. And that's so incredible to hear. I mean, and have you spoken to him since?
Yeah, and he wanted to buy the book, so he bought a copy
You
and
better have
wanted me to
signed it.
sign
I
it.
was gonna say, you better have signed it for him.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so cool. Is he aware that you did write that character for him?
Yeah, I put it in the inscription
Oh, that's
that I
awesome.
signed for him.
That's so cool. Was he surprised by that or no? Or he was kind of like, he was like, oh shit, like, what's going on?
But I'd say he's a little surprised. I mean, I guess nothing surprises him now after, this is my third book. So.
That's fair. Well, Matthew Kinslow, it's always great to have you on the air. But, tell for those who are just finding out about you now, where can they find you online? Where can people find you on social? Keep
I'm
up.
Matthew. Yeah. I'm Matthew Kinslow, Matthew with two T's. And as I tell students, I'm Ken Slow, not Ken Fast, Ken Slow. I sometimes employ self-deprecating humor in school, so.
Well, Matthew Kenslow, you're definitely not Ken Slow. You definitely are Ken Fast in terms of, you're getting out these books and you're getting out, the word out literally about everything. Matt, what's next for you though? Before you go, are we writing another book?
Well, I'm not sure. I never thought I'd write a second one, and here I am with my third.
Obviously, the speaking engagements are going to continue, but do you have any ideas of what could transpire next for you as a writer?
Well, as a writer, just continuing to share my story through this book and my other two, and who knows, I might write a fourth book.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, Matthew Kenslow, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show again, and best of luck with to the book. Again, it's called The Tireless Advocate, An Epic Journey of One Autistic Who Refuses to Surrender. It's on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. Matthew, thanks again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Anytime. The Wednesday Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show right after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.